Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Izzy with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, researchers from the Queensland University of Technology have identified the effects of screen time in relation to dry eye disease. A disease that has only been common in adults has become increasingly more visible in children as young as 10. The disease causes micro-ulcerations in the eyes, causing irritation, redness and tiredness, with optometrists recommending becoming more conscious of blinking while using screens, prioritising sleep and limiting screen time before bed.
Scientists at the University of Queensland Biorobotics Lab have found a way to create cyborg cockroaches. By carefully attaching a tiny circuit board to the backs of giant burrowing cockroaches, it allows scientists to control their movements and access their natural agility. UQ student Lachlan Fitzgerald says that he hopes to see this technology be used for search and rescue in the event of an urban disaster like an earthquake to safely navigate a disaster site and find people.
In national news, the ACT Civil and Administrative Tribunal has found that a manager of the Canberra Institute of Technology had been withholding access to pay from a public servant after discovering her criminal history. The incident was initially declared as an act of discrimination by the tribunal, with the ACT government ordered to pay the employee $265,000 in compensation. The tribunal uncovered that the employee's history was known by the institute, but not the manager specifically. Once the lack of communication was resolved, they withdrew the allegations of discrimination, but the plaintiff claims the incident has affected her mental health extremely.
A new report released by the Australian Institute of Health shows that the ACT had the shortest emergency department wait time in the country within the 2023 to 2024 financial year. However, Canberra's health services struggled to hit its elective surgery targets. The service is continuing to battle against the wait for elective surgeries, with approximately 9% of people on waiting lists having to wait over 12 months, making it the longest wait period in the country.
In international news, the Syrian city of Hama has been captured this morning by Syrian insurgents after being governed by local forces throughout their civil war. The rebel group entered the city to retaliate against the Syrian army's decision to launch a counter-offensive against the insurgents. The capture opens a route towards the central cities that connect between Syria's most populous regions, ultimately undermining the authority of the Assad regime.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.